USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No longer just a domestic issue, the criticism is growing louder around the world about the separation of illegal immigrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. British Prime Minister Theresa May says,
I've just responded to questions on the issue of the pictures that we have seen of the behavior in the United States and the way that children are being treated, which I clearly and wholly unequivocally said is wrong.
And Mexico's foreign minister says the policy is cruel and inhumane. And as activists are planning protests on the 30th of June, if the policy isn't changed by then, President Trump is urging Congress to send an immigration bill to his desk as quickly as possible. Last night, reportedly demanding of House Republicans that a bill allow families to stay together if they are detained at the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Big problems for air travelers trying to fly through Charlotte Douglas International Airport today after a computer glitch.
We're having issues getting the crews assigned to the planes correctly, so that's what's causing the slowdown.
That's an American Airlines representative speaking on NBC News. The problem seems to be inside a computer system at PSA Airlines, which is an American Airlines subsidiary. Canada's Senate has given final approval to a bill to legalize marijuana possession, home growing, and sale of pot. Sales in Canada could begin in just 8 to 12 weeks once the federal government gives final approval for the bill to become law, which it's expected to do. Starbucks closing 150 locations in the U.S. after performance growth was three times lower than expected. CEO Kevin Johnson says most of those closures are going to be in major metro areas. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal immigration officials arrest more than 100 workers suspected of using false or stolen identification at an Ohio meat supplier. The latest on that case from USA Radio's Wendy King.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security agents executed a search warrant for the Freshmark meat processing plant in Salem to arrest employees for immigration violations. According to Homeland Security Special Agent Steve Francis, unlawful employment is one of the key magnets drawing illegal aliens across our borders. Francis said most of the employees arrested at the location were from Guatemala and will be held in facilities in Michigan and Ohio as they await proceedings. Some employees may be released on humanitarian grounds, including health concerns or the well-being of their family members. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
21st Century Fox is to decide today if it's going to be merging with Comcast or Disney. The choice is between a $65 billion cash offer from Comcast or to stay with Disney's $52 billion stock buyout. Fox selling its movie and TV studios. It is not selling its money-making Fox News unit. Industry analysts expect the Fox Board of Directors will decide Comcast's bid could mean a better deal for the company's shareholders. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.